Now, can you tell us briefly how this survey was put together and what core issues were put to the major parties?
So this is actually probably the biggest and most comprehensive process that's ever been done in South Australia for the environment. There was a coalition of 33 different community groups, and they range from some of the larger ones like Australian Conservation Foundation and the Wilderness Society through to some of the sort of smaller groups around the state, got together a series of workshops, identified the key issues, and then drilled that down into a series of specific questions. And then that was sent to Liberal, Labor, SA Best and the Greens for their response. And then we've had a series of negotiations and backwards and forwards, and finally got some signed letters from the four political leaders in response to those commitments. And then we've published a scorecard based on what they've promised.
Hmm. Now, the major parties have left a little bit to be desired on their scorecard. Labor scoring 2 stars, the Libs getting 1.5. What are the major failings of both our major parties?
It's been a very interesting process to really objectively go across all their different commitments. And it's what's fascinating is that in different areas, they are actually really, really good and lead, but they've got some real blind spots. So, for instance, with Labor, they have got a very strong reputation around renewable energy, and that's well-deserved. They have been doing some fantastic work. They've been behind a world-leading marine park network protection. Once again, really, really good. Very strong on the River Murray. And they also scored them very, very highly. But they've got a great big blind spot around fossil fuels and oil and gas exploration. And ultimately, when it comes to the future of our planet, that's the biggest one in terms of climate change. We can do some fantastic work around clean energy, but unless we get rid of the old energy first, we're going to be in deep trouble. So they score poorly there. The Liberal Party, on the other hand, it's quite fascinating. They're actually really not too bad in comparison to Labor around oil and gas. They've got a moratorium on fracking in the southeast, which is very, very welcome. And they've got some interesting ideas around nature protection. So they've also got some really interesting areas where they're strong. But equally, they want to tear up the marine parks network, and that makes us very, very nervous. And they so far have refused to commit to a target around renewable energy. They accept that we're going to have a lot more renewable energy, but just how much they're not prepared to commit to, and that also meant that they scored lower.
And SA Best scored 3 stars, second only to the Greens, which I believe got 5. Yes, that's awesome. That's right. So how did they positively set themselves apart from the major parties?
Yeah, so SA Best have made a range of commitments around increasing funding for nature, which has been very, very welcome because it's been on the slide for the last 10 years. And they've also made some very strong commitments around the oil and gas area, so around stopping the oil exploration in the Great Australian Bight, which has been a very high-profile campaign. Also, they back a ban on fracking and gas fields in the southeast. So there's a range of areas where they've been consistently good around the River Murray, protection for marine parks. So on the balance, that they scored very strongly in most areas.
We're speaking with Craig Wilkins from Conservation SA about the environmental election scorecard. Now, the Greens, as we mentioned, scored a perfect 5. SA Best have got their 3 stars, but your representation is quite low for these organisations. So what can be done to put pressure on the government, the two major parties, to be more environmentally conscious?
Well, certainly a very big focus for us in the lead up to the election is actually to lock in formal commitments from the parties. It's a bit like a state election is a bit like a magic ingredient which suddenly adds a whole lot of possibility to political promises. Suddenly politicians get very, very focused and they want to say all the right things, which is fantastic because it means you're actually going to lock them into those commitments, and we've worked very hard to make sure that the the formal commitments and that they've been signed by the leader. So after the election, we fully expect them to be met. And so it's very much around using the opportunity of the said election to sharpen their minds and focus their attention and gain those formal commitments.
So you're thinking quite positively that these promises will be fulfilled?
Yeah, there's a healthy bit of cynicism around politics, but ultimately these commitments are formal, and that's why we got them signed off by the leaders. So it isn't just a random survey; it actually is a genuine commitment. And when we've published those letters, so that it is public. So we hope that they will continue to, I suppose, show the trust in their voters, which is that if people have done the research, they vote for based on what's been committed, that they should be delivered.
Right, and we can see all those published letters on your website, Conservation SA's website.
Yeah, and in fact, there is actually a special website, which is ourfuturesa.org.au, which has been set up by that coalition of 33 groups. And on there, there's a comprehensive, there's the scorecard, the description of how we came up with the results, the survey questions, top 10 issues, and all the letters from the parties as well.
Well, good stuff, and hopefully people come March 17th will make sure to consider their environment and not just their wallet when they head to the polls. Hey, Craig, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
No worries, Peter.